Hi, thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Michael. What is your first and last name?
Levi Kleikamp.
Hey, sir. Good morning. How are you doing today?
Not too bad.
Good to hear that. Well, Levi, for me to pull up your account, can you help me with your business phone number?
My business phone number?
Mm-hmm.
812-530-6381.
All right, let me go to the chat real quick here, okay? Just give me one moment, please. All right, I have your account pulled up. I see that you're calling about your business under West Solutions LLC. What can I do for you today?
So I'd put the account on hold last year because I wasn't happy
mm-hmm.
with the progress. I wasn't getting guys a guaranteed to be up on Google within so many months. I think it was like 3 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, I put it on hold. They told me that they would put it on like a 3-month hold or something, and they would call before they activated it again. And I just noticed on my credit card that I've gotten it activated, looks like sometime last month or something. So I've been getting billed for it, and they never gave me a call to verify that I wanted to continue with that. So it's a little aggravating.
I understand. So what I do apologize if you haven't received any call and you get billed automatically. Well, let me go over with the account real quick here, especially with your request to pause the account hold. I believe you paused it since last year for 8 months. Is that correct?
Yeah, sometime
mm-hmm.
in the last year.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for confirming that one. Let me go over with the account here, okay? Just give me one moment, please. All right, Levi, thank you for patiently waiting here. So I actually reviewed the account here. The first time they actually asked to pause the account is actually, and they had the account paused for 2 months, and then you called in again on October and have it extended for 5 months. Unfortunately, sir, based on the conversation that you had here with Tanya, the previous agent who actually assisted you in October, she actually specified that you would be automatically billed on February 27th. And I also noticed that we sent you an email, like a welcome back email. It's a notification we'll always send to our clients, especially the attorneys and clients, to let them know that your account will be billed automatically. We sent it way back on February 20th as well. So, I just wanted to confirm, is your email address the same, the lclaycamp@gmail.com, because that's where actually we always send notifications. We'll send one.
It is, but I never got mm-hmm. one, so I don't know if it went, or if for some reason went to spam.
Mm-hmm.
But I know I told her back then that I wanted somebody to call me because before it got activated, because, I mean, I'm a only guy in the business currently, and I got a lot on my plate, a lot going on, so the dates get forgot. So I told her that I wanted somebody to call before it got activated.
I can fully understand that, sir. I do really apologize if you get billed. I believe you get billed on February 27th and also on March 28th. So here's what we're going to do here, Levi, because you already made a payment that will run up until April 28th. I know that billing is very important, and I'm not really sure what happened if you haven't received this email, because we're very particular in terms of our, you know, hold requests and also our cancellation requests as well. We always, you know, inform a client to definitely call us or reach out to us via SMS or email at least 3 days before your reactivation date or the billing date, which happens every 28 of the month. So what I can definitely do here, considering that your account is already active and we're already doing optimization, making sure that your ads is running for Facebook and website, I can definitely pause the account before the end of April 28 if we're still not ready to move forward. And if you're ready to move forward, again, let's say after a few months, then I would be happy to apply service credit for the SEO, which is $199 for, yeah, go ahead, I'm sorry.
I don't think I want to, I just want to get it canceled and be done. I would like to buy the, I know in the beginning they said I could buy my SEO out. I'd like to just buy it out and be done because I just, it's been one thing after another. I've not been happy with the situation, so.
So I
would just buy it out.
I heard you, sir. Well, SEO-wise, you don't actually have to buy it out because, again, we're managing your Google profile. Technically, you actually have access to it. But in terms of, you know, SEO, we have our own tool that we're actually doing to make sure that your account is optimized to help you with Google placements. And that's actually the first page in Google ranking. So for SEO, sir, as I mentioned, you don't have to pay anything about this one. But I'm interested actually to know, you know, what happened, why you're not happy with a service. Because if you're looking for results, unfortunately, you know, if the account was placed on hold for, let's say, for almost 7 months, there was no lead optimization being made on the account. So ranking-wise, account is not actually well optimized for the past 7 months. You know, that's from, I believe, October until February. What are the things you don't like about the service then? Or maybe there's something we can do differently for you?
They told me I'd be on the first page of Google within so many months, and that never happened. It wasn't progressing, and literally, it's not gotten the progress that I was told I would get, I guess. I'm tired of it. I've already spent quite a bit of money with you guys and not getting anything back out of it, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're actually correct, sir. What we always promise a client is to help them with their Google Business Profile ranking. I noticed this year that prior we actually had your account paused in in August. Your account but actually, or your profile is actually showing up on the second page in Google. Yes, it's not on the first, but at least you're popping up actually on the second page in Google ranking. And one thing I also noticed this year, I believe that you signed up, that was way back in March of last year, so technically we only optimized your account for like 3 months, and yeah, that's kind of a shorter time for us to do optimization considering that we actually have a broader service area. I believe we're targeting Indiana or Seymour, Indiana, wherein I also see or notice a lot of competitors as well. And so when we decided to pause the account, then that's when the optimization stopped. Unfortunately, yeah, that's also affect your ranking as well. So what I can definitely guarantee you here is that we can, I'm sorry.
I understood that if it paused it was going to affect it, but I was told within 3 months it would be up there, and that's why we paused it, because it was not even close. Like, I think in the three months we'd only gained a spot or two above what we was, and nobody could give me an answer on it, and I was tired of spending money on it. And then every time I called in to try to cancel it, somebody just gave me a spiel of, well, we need to give it more time or we need to do this. Well, I'm tired of spending whatever it is, $300 a month and just getting told the same thing every couple months. So.
Agreed, you sir. So, yeah, considering that the account is already active, sir, well, allow me to go ahead and take care of your account here. As mentioned, there's also other factors affecting ranking as well. I'm not sure if we actually brought it up to you as well before you pause the account. That reviews also matter, engagement also matter in helping you to be in the first stage. Because even if they put you in the first stage, considering that you have a lot of competitors that even have a lot of reviews on there, you know, people who shops around will definitely call those businesses that have at least more than 10 reviews. I noticed that I think they only have 2 reviews so far, and the last one were 52 weeks ago. I think that was like more than almost a year already. So that's really a factor. And again, I do apologize if it doesn't bring up to you, I think, when you tried to pause the account in the past. So what I can definitely do here right now, sir, because, you know, what happens here, if we're doing optimization and then pause it, so technically, again, I believe you understood that optimization stops, and if it's reactivated, we're going to do it again. So technically, we're just starting from scratch again. So from showing up on the second page in August and then pausing the account, is that definitely a fact? That's why I tried looking for your ranking here. I look for excavation, and you're not popping up anywhere as well. So what I'll be doing here instead, Levi, considering that you already made a payment for February and March, I'd be happy to definitely go ahead and take care of optimizing your account. I'll waive your April 28th billing for SEO, so that will run up until May 28th. And then help us with gathering reviews. And then if we're still not happy with, if you're still not showing up in the ranking, then yeah, of course you're free to cancel at least before your next billing, May 28th.
I just want to have it set up where it cancels by before the next billing. Like, I don't want to do this shit again because I, like I say, I'm one guy, I get busy, I forget, and then next thing I know, I look at my credit card to make a payment, and there's extra charges on there that I wasn't expecting. So, I understand I've already paid for this month, but I would like to just go ahead and get the process started to shut it off before next month.
I understand, sir. Of course, I'll definitely go ahead and take care of this for you, sir. And Levi, again, just wanted to be clear with you, sir. Again, we're very particular with billings. So if we promise our client to call them, we really make sure to call them before your next billing, though. Again, we're just under the impression that you're actually received that email confirmation was sent to you. But in my end, rest assured, everything is recorded. I'll take care of your accounts. Your billing happening to be on April 28th. I'll be happy to definitely make a follow-up call before then, and that way you won't be billed until we speak with you again. If you get billed, and again, this is recorded, if you get billed and I fail to call you, then technically it will be taken against me, and then we're going to take care of that, reversing it for you as well, okay? That's something I could definitely assure you of. But for now, Levi, consider maybe helping us with gathering reviews in your profile, at least, you know, before you decided to cancel and then your next billing. You have a strong profiles showing up in your in Google that you can actually start managing as well moving forward. Anyway, we also have other options for you available as well. I'm not sure if you heard something about Google Verified campaign or a paper lead campaign. We also actually offer the kind of campaign for clients who are actually more about leads. So if you're more about getting leads, yeah, we do offer paper lead campaign, which is going to help you with, you know, instead of paying us an exact amount of $2.99 every month, then you're only going to be charged for whatever or how many leads you're getting on the daily or weekly basis. I'm sorry, monthly basis.
What's the, like, what's it cost per lead?
Let me check it here. How much is the average cost or the estimated cost per lead for excavation? I think you're doing excavation services, right? Just to make sure. Let me see it here. If they can give me the estimated amount showing in the market. Okay. So currently, sir, it's actually around $44 to $67. That's the estimated amount per lead. And the monthly budget, and considering... Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Is that like... If I get a lead sent and I'm too busy to do that lead, do I get charged $44 no matter if I go look at it or not? Or is it just like if I contact them and go look at it, then I get charged?
So technically these are just lead through, so these are people who actually found you in the local service ads. So yeah, when they call you using the services that you offer that we're running for the ads, so for example, we're running ads for excavation and the customer found you there and they called you, then yes, that will be considered a valid lead regardless actually if you close that lead or not. It's just like a cold lead. Okay. But a good thing about it is that if you're getting leads, let's say for spam leads, like you receive a lead, something about, let's say like a different, like HVAC contracting or plumbing, which is not their offering, you will not be billed for that. It will automatically be, reimbursed. So you're not going to be billed for those ones. But yes, any kind of leads that you receive, clients calling in about excavation services, yeah, that's considered as a valid lead, regardless if you close the deal or not.
Okay. If you could, just send me an email with some information on that, and I will take a look at it and check into it and see what we want to do. But so.
Well, we actually have a dedicated team who can actually provide you more information that you need, especially with the pricing, how much exactly that you need per month, or how you can, you know, maximize ROI. I can set up an appointment if you have available time within the day. Would that be okay for you?
Sure.
Okay, great. I just wanted to confirm, please, because this is a paper lead campaign, so technically it's completely different from your SEO, which is a Google business profile. So Google normally asks for information prior to submitting your application, just in case if you'd be interested. So we just wanted to know if currently you have a business insurance.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And do you have like a business license as well so you can perform excavation services like commercial or residential?
Yeah.
Okay, you have one as well, thank you. And normally also Google, actually it do background check, of course, to make sure that the owner of the business or someone working is, doesn't have any, you know, bad records in the past. Again, Google do background checks, so would you be comfortable doing that?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm assuming you have a social security number as well, right?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. All right, I'm going to let them know so they can call you. I'm going to set up an appointment. Do you have any preferred time this afternoon?
No, not really.
Well, okay, but can they call you at least maybe around 4 p.m. Eastern your time? I think there's an available appointment open here.
Okay.
All right. I'll set up an appointment for 4 p.m. Eastern. This is for the Google Guaranteed or Paper Lead Company. I guess just hear them out. If you have any questions about ROI, cost per lead, they would be happy to answer you. Anyway, again, it's still your decision if you like to continue or not, though. But so far for the SEO, sir, I'll take care of the account moving forward. I'm going to send you a link for your tiny URL for reviews, so at least at the moment, while waiting for your next billing, maybe gather some new reviews. We can also reply to those new reviews to help you out in terms of engagement, because that definitely helps you with the ranking as well. If you have any new photos, send it over to us, so we can also use it for post and optimization. Again, the better or the new photos, that would be best, but we can also use an upload in your website. I promise to call you before your next billing, April 28th. If we're seeing progress, hopefully that you'll be showing up, maybe not on the first, but at least on the second page by then, again, I'll be happy to waive your next billing so we can move forward and continue with your current campaign, okay? But again, rest assured, I'll call you and you won't be billed. Everything is recorded here.
Okay.
Thank you. Well, aside from this one, Levi, anything else I can do for you today, sir?
I don't believe so.
Great, thank you. Oh, I'm sorry. Just to confirm, please, your email address is ltoycam@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes. I will make sure, since you said you're going to send an email, I'll try to look for it to see if it, for some reason, goes to spam or what. I know I've had that in the past where random ones go to spam. Mm-hmm.
Sure, don't worry. Let me try to send you an email for now while we have you on the phone. This is for the appointment later today. Let's let me know if you receive it or not, okay? Just to make sure. I'll be right back. Let me send you an appointment here. Hold on. All right. Thank you for holding. So I set up an appointment, sir, and you should be receiving an email right now as well to confirm your appointment at 4 p.m. Eastern or 1 p.m. Pacific.
It looks like it just came through.
You received it? Okay. So basically, the email is working fine. But, yep, no worry again for your next billing. I'll make sure to take care of calling you, regardless if you receive an email or not. Okay?
All righty.
All right. Anything else just to make sure?
I don't think so.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you for your time. Just keep your line open this afternoon, and someone will call you from our Google Verified campaign team.
Okay.
All right, thank you for your time again. Have a great one. Talk to you again soon.
Yep.
Stay well.